This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now, we're starting off in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is not known for its welcoming attitude towards LGBTIQ people. And you may know, if you are a Formula One nerd, that they just had a Grand Prix yesterday, I think, or Saturday or Sunday. I don't know what day it happened.
It astounds me that made onto our show, Formula One. But I know. Keep going. It's really interesting.
My passion for sport. And there's really two diverse perspectives from opposite perspective from Formula One. So we've got Lewis Hamilton, who wants uncomfortable discussion in Saudi Arabia over LGBTIQ. Right, so Lewis Hamilton wears the pride colour on his helmet.
He's been quite outspoken in support of LGBT rights across a number of countries, actually.
Because the previous race was in Qatar, so this now in Saudi Arabia. So he says he knows the impact it can have on an entire country is minimal, but it is important to raise awareness of that. And he's saying, I'm quoting, "Me just wearing a helmet isn't going to change the world. But I hope that whether it's kids here are more aware of it. Kids back home are more aware of the scenario in these places." So, and we know the scenarios in Saudi Arabia are not rosy for the queer community.
Not at all. What he wants to do, though, is to spark a conversation. He's using his profile to, you know, force people to not just ignore it, to actually talk about it.
And on the opposite side, our own Formula One racer, Daniel.
On the negative side.
Well, I don't know if we can say negative because he really appeared as clueless.
Daniel Ricciardo.
Regarding Daniel Ricciardo. He's appeared as clueless, really, and he was blasted as ignorant. So it's not me saying that. The people on social media have really criticised him because he admitted that he had no idea what the LGBTIQ rights were in or even human rights accord in Saudi Arabia. So it's just, you know, it was asked how important it is that drivers use their platform to discuss human rights abuse in Saudi Arabia, including LGBTIQ, and he just stated, and I quote, "To be honest, I don't watch the news, and some people say it's a bit ignorant, but I choose not to watch it because a lot of the time people like drama and negativity."
His language was very loose and has left him very open to criticism there, I would suggest.
It did, because obviously he's just... people are saying it is a disgusting answer from Ricciardo. People are calling out saying that this ignorance might be the result of his privilege.
Across to Canada now, where Canada has voted to ban LGBTIQ so-called conversion therapy. And this is a bit of a turnaround because in a rare show of solidarity, a unanimous vote went through Canada's lower house. Now, this bill has been up multiple times to the lower house, and last time it didn't get up. So now both the current incumbent government who put it up under Justin Trudeau and the Conservative opposition supported the legislation in the lower house. So it hasn't come in yet. It's got to go to the upper house. But it's a good sign supporting it.
If it does, it will bring it one step closer to joining a small number of nations, and that really is surprising. There's actually only four nations that have outright banned the practice, which is Brazil, Ecuador, Germany, and Malta, which is just quite shocking, actually.
And Victoria has certainly here
Victoria,
done it.
Victoria, but yes. It's not
a national.
No.
Now, across in Italy...
Oh, yes. It's
what a story. There's a film in this because...
This probably is a film.
A mafia hitman has been hit, has been killed, has been taken out because he's gay.
By his family because of being suspecting of being disgraced by his sexuality. Which is quite... It shows that the mafia doesn't really have any regard for anything.
No, no. It's going to be a... So the court case is just starting off. They're expecting hundreds of defendants. This will be big news across a long period of time in Italy, but an interesting twist on an unusual case. Indeed. And good news from Thailand.
Good news from Thailand. More than 500,000 people. No, not 500,000. More than 250,000. I can't count. 250,000 people have demanded marriage equality in Thailand after the constitutional court refused to rule in its favor. So people have been really taking to the street and being vocal and to demanding marriage equality. It's a far way off, but it's good.
It's good that there is
that the activism.
Yes, a groundswell of support.
Mm, absolutely.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.